Aleph, the end of the third line. The Gemara says, "Sibur echad shel chametz." If let's say you had a pile of chametz outside, ulefon of shnei batim, and there was two houses, bedukim, and both of those two houses had a bedika, va'asa achbar. And a mouse came with shakel, and he took chametz, and he went into one of the houses. However, v'lo yedinan, we don't know ilahei ayel ilahai ayel. We don't know which one it went into. I mean, so there was two houses, both of them were baduk, and now one of them got messed up, but we don't know which one. So says the Gemara, haynu sheish shvilim. So this. What to do over here, we could be poshet from the halacha of shnei shvilin, of two paths. It's nan. Mishnah says, shnei shvilin, echa tamei v'echa tar. If you have two paths, you know one path is tamei, meaning there's tumah, let's say a dead body buried across the path horizontally, that there's no way to walk through the path without going over that kever, so it's for sure tameh. Ve'achatar, and the other path is tar. Ve'halach be'echon mehem. One person went on one of these two paths for asa taharis, and afterwards he touched taharis. Ubachaveri. Another person came ve'halach b'sheni and went on the other path v'asa taharis, and he as well did taharis. Now, if you look at each one in a bubble, each one isolated from the other one, it's a safek tumah b'rishus harabim. Each one would be tar. But now that you have the two of them together, we have a problem, because one of them is for sure tummy. Similarly, in our case, right, each house by itself could have a cheskes baduk. So if you have a shaila, if the chazaka got, if it got messed up or not, chazaka could say that it's still baduk. But now that you have the two together, one of them you know for sure is not baduk. So what happens? Rabbi Yehuda says, im nishalu, if they ask the shayla separately, then tahirim. Then we have no problem telling each one their tar, because each one, like we said before, as an individual shayla, each one has a safek tumah b'rishus haram tar. So we have no problem telling each one individually that you're tar. However, shneim b'bas achas, if they came to ask the shayla together, so then it's impossible to tell them both that they're both tar at the same time, because that's blatantly not true. So tameim, we have no choice but to tell them, at least one of them, they're tameim. Now, which one we can tell tameim, we can't just pick and choose, so we're going to have to tell them that they're both tameim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Beikach u'Beikach tameim. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says, even if they were Zebeth ne'atzmai, v'Zebeth ne'atzmai, still, since we know of the existence of both, we have to tell them they're both tamei. Amar Rava, and that Rava explains, Vitam Rabbi Yochanan, Bas Achas Divrei HaKol Tameim. If they literally came at the same time, they both walked into a Rav together to ask the Shaila to the Rav, then even Rabbi Yossi agreed, both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, they both agree that it's going to be tamei. B'Zachazeh, if they came at two separate times, even Rabbi Yossi, who sounds like he's being machmir, and he sounds like you'd say that they're benkach or benkach tmeim, but he agrees if the taka came literally at two separate times, we would tell them both that they're tar. So where is the machloikis that Rabbi Yossi says that b'zachar zeh is considered tahar, and Rabbi Yossi says it's considered tamei? Ela b'baldi shel alav al chaveri, when one person came to ask for both of them. So the question is, how do you look at that? Do you look at that, ki'ilu, they're both coming to ask together, or do you look at it, ki'ilu, they're coming to ask individually?
Why don't you waste them about that? Sounds like it should be, that's what you waste them about that. His mom's the same guy.
So the reason why it's better than Bavas Achas so, is like this, because when two people ask the Shaila, we have to answer both of them, because they both asked the Shaila together, so we have to answer both of them, and we have to give them one psak. We can't tell them tar or tamei. When one guy comes to ask the Shaila for him and for his friend, we could tell them, you are tar. We don't have to say to both of them, you're both tar. We can tell them, you're tar. Now, if he's smart, he'll figure out if he's tar or his friend's tar. But we don't have to address the second Shaila. So we can make it as if he came to ask only on himself.
Why can't we retire one of them when they come
to Masha'ekin? When two people come to ask together, which one are we going to? We can't ignore. We can't ignore. We can't ignore both. We can't ignore both when they both ask the shayla together. We can't ignore one of them and just answer one of them.
Can we say you go after your time?
But how we, and with that for sure we can't do. How do we pick and choose?
Because really they're both tired.
But right. But once midar banan, we're going to have to because it looks wrong. We're going to have to say one's tummy. We automatically say both their tummy because you can't pick right. This whole thing is, by the way, Darabana.
It's because we don't want to appear that
right. It looks blatantly wrong to say that they're both tar.
Really both
tar. Right. Midar banan, they're both tar. Right. So now, once you're going to have to say one's tummy, we can't just pick and choose. So we're going to have to say they're both tummy.
Just tell one of them to go out of the room and we'll pass the one, then you come in. I
guess Chazal were choishu that once the Shiloh was asked both of them together, we can't just dismiss one. You're right. I would tell you, tell them one to go out, yeah.
So when one brings the two Shilohs together, then but
because we just address Shiloh, because it doesn't look like we're dismissing it. It looks like we're answering your Shiloh, and he'll be able to use his brains to figure out what's the halakha by the other one.
Yeah. By the case of the by our case though, wasn't there a Taisha to say that the mouse ate it?
So Taisha speaks out in the previous Shaila that in all the cases of Nigamar over here that doesn't seem to be doubting if the mouse ate it or not, we're talking about a case that he brought in a large enough piece that it can't be assumed that he ate the whole thing.
Right, yeah.
Originally, we were talking about a chulda, but right. A mouse would also eat things. Taisa speaks out in the case of Shnei Kupois. We're talking about that he took a large enough piece that you can't just assume that he ate the whole thing. So anyway, so the case is that he was Bolishol, Olav Al-Khaveri. Since he asked about the both of them, it's kilu they both came to ask together, and therefore we have to say they're both tummy. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Since it's only one person here, we have a right to ignore the shayla of the other person and look at it as if he asked individually. In as much as he asked individually, we have a right to say that he's tar. So coming back to the shnei batim, it would be the same thing. If the two owners of the house came to ask the shayla together, then we're going to end up having to tell them that, sorry, we can't pass that both houses don't need bedika, so they're both going to need bedika. But if they come bezach or zeh literally, or according to review, even if one person came to ask the shayla for both, in those two cases we could look at it like it's bezach or zeh, and we could tell them that both houses have a cheskes baduk, and therefore they don't need a new bedika. Next case. Suffolk all, Suffolk loyal. Let's say you saw a mouse take a chametz and go towards the house, but you don't know if it ever went in or not. The Suffolk, did it go into the house? Did it not go into the house? So haylu bika. So this could be learned from the Mishnah of bika. Rabbi Pluk to the Rabbi Lazar Rabbanon, and this is a machoikas of Tanoim, what the psak will be, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon. The Tanan, hanichnas the bika. Someone who enters a valley, so a valley is a Rishus HaYachid, as far as Savitum of Rishus HaYachid is concerned. So HaNichlas LeBikah B'mayis HaGishomim, someone who enters a valley in the winter, V'tum HaBesad HaPlenis, and one of the fields of the valley has Tum in it. So if he went into the field and he says Savit HaTash HaTum or not, that's clear, we would say Savitum of Rishus HaYachid is Tameh, he would be Tameh. But now, the case is, he knows that he went into the valley, V'omar, and he tells us, Halakhti l'makim halaz, I went to this and this place, any day I'm nechlasti, but he says, im lo nechlasti. But I'm not sure if I actually ever entered the field or not. Rabbi Yezer says over here, he's tar. Many Rishonim understand that it's like a svek sveka. A svek if you went into the field, b'chlau, and even if you went into the field, it's a suffix if you touch the tumma. Others say that it really sex sake versus a yachid doesn't really make a difference. The Mishnah says beferish when it comes to suffix versus a yachid, even if you have 10 sakes, you still say it's tame. But rather, that's only once you know that you were in the place. Suffix B is different. You don't know that you were in the place, but then we don't have to consider it a suffix versus a yachid. So Rabbi Elazar Matar, Racham Matam, the Racham say, no, this is just like any other Savit Tumah Mishas HaYachin, and it's Tame. Shehoi Rabbi Elazar Aymer, Savik Biatar, if you have a Savik, if you entered the Rishas HaYachin, if you ever were in the Rishas HaYachin, then it's Tar. Savik Maga, once you know you're in, the Savik is just if you touch the Tumah or not, then Tame. Then we say the rule of Savit Tumah Mishas HaYachin is Tame. So who are then over here? You have a suffix if it ever even went into the house. So like Rabbi Yezer for sure, it's a suffix bia. And since it's a suffix bia, we could say mechatesi it ever went in, and we don't have to assume that the house needs a new bedika. Now over here, Rashi speaks out that the Rabbanon would agree over here, because since, like we just said before, Bedikas Chametz is the Rabbanon, so over here even the Rabbanon would be maskim. The Lashon of the Gemara doesn't really give over that implication, because the Lashon of the Gemara is, it's a plukta, the Rablas of Rabbanon. So it's interesting, in the next case, where Rashi again says that over here everybody agrees Lakula, Tosis and Medak from the Lashon of the Gemara, that no, it's Taka Machlekes. It's interesting that Tosis did this in the next case, and he didn't do it in this case. But L'chayr, the way Tais being Medayik in the next case, it should come out in this case as well. Tais understands that according to Reb Lezer it would not require a Bedika, and according to Rabbanon, it would require a Bedika. Yeah, because in that's why a valley is only a which is a yachid in the winter, because since it's planted, people don't walk through the fields. In the summer, when it's not planted, people walk through the fields, so then as far as Tumah is concerned, they would have a din of Rishus HaRabim, because like we have many cases that you could be a Rishus HaYachid L'Gabi Shabbos and be a Rishus HaRabim L'Gabi Tumah, because as long as there's a minimum of three people there, it's already Rishus HaRabim L'Gabi Tumah. Next case. Yeah. If the sofek is in the chatzar itself, yes, because there's usually multiple people there.
Yeah. It just doesn't explain the opinion of the rabbanon at all here. Right.
The pashas of the rabbanon is because it's a din sofek tumah versus a yachid. The question is, how does that translate to us? Mm-hmm. I mean, because that's normally the rule by sofek tumah versus a yachid, like we spoke about before, that even if you have 10 sveikis, that's the halakha of Moshe Mishinai of the Tzigzeres HaKazav of Savik Tam Rishus HaYachid. No, that's only once you know you're in the Rishus HaYachid. If the nature of the Savik is maybe I never even entered the Rishus, so then it's like a regular Savik that we could say is Tar.
So where did the Savik happen over here, where when this mouse took it from this tibur that is in Rishus Rabim, I think.
Right. The question is, in this case, we don't know if it went in or not. The question is, Safek Bia. Did it go into the house? Did it not go into the house? As opposed to the other case, you know that it went into the house, you just don't know which house. Over here, the question is, did it even go into a house?
Did it go in? So that's the same thing as, did he go into
the field?
So they're going to say that would be Rishus Yafa, because the question that we have is on Rishus
Yafa. Right, correct.
The bottom of the
other, okay. Ubadak. Next case. Let's say you know the mouse went in, and you did a bedika, v'la'ashkach, and you didn't find the chometz. So pluk to the Remeir Rabbanon. So this is the machlokes of Remeir and the Rabbanon. Now, obviously, I mean, what do you want them to do over here? Meaning, you check again and again and not find it, so what are you supposed to do? So, L'chayr, Rishonim speak out, L'chayr, what
did... They said that they checked, but they checked once.
Yeah, I understand, but I'm saying, let's say a guy checks in to find it. Let's say a person checks...
That's the same thing that somebody who can't find one piece of his chametz.
Right. If a guy lost it afterwards, you have to check again, because it got lost afterwards. The case that we found before is a guy lost a piece of chametz, so then for sure you should check again. But if you check and you didn't find it, so not necessarily will checking again help, right?
But like I said, if I put out 10 pieces of chametz, I couldn't find one, and I checked, and I couldn't find it.
Right.
So why would you say any different that not necessarily would checking again help?
So do we speak? Our Gemara never spoke about such a case.
We did talk about
that. No, we supposed to. But okay, again, that's why. That's what I'm telling you. That was you had 10 pieces. you put them away, and then one of them got lost. That's what you should put a betzinah so one shouldn't get lost. So then something changed after that. Over there, you have to do another bedikah because it's not shot that you checked it and you didn't find it. After the bedikah, you lost it. So another bedikah will find it. But where you check something and you didn't find it, so who's mechatesi on the second bedikah? You're gonna find it any better, right? No, but so some mishnayim speak out that if you didn't find it the first time, lav dafka, we're gonna be mechayiv to do another bedikah. The shaila is if we're chayiv for it that you'll have to do a bittul or not.
What's the problem to do a bittul?
We pass an anachanami by the circuit about your machlis to do a bittul anyway. But over here, Ikra Adin, you would have to do a bittul. Not only midiraisi, you would have to do a bittul. That's the shaila. There's no iser to do a bittul anyway, and ba'atzim were machlis to do a bittul anyway. We're just. Over here, it wouldn't only be a chiyuv derabanan to do a bittul. Mi ikra din, you would have to do a bittul.
Go do a third and a fourth.
And learn. You could learn like that. Some rishonim have a problem learning like that because chazal were matriach you to. If you couldn't find it the first time, so mechatesi we're going to be matriach you to do it again until you find it. Blah tafki, you'll ever find it.
And that wasn't the
gezeirah derabanan. Right. That's what some rishonim say. If you didn't find it the first time, we're not going to make you meshuga. Other rishonim say maybe enough. Let me check again. The meshugura guy, I think, says by if you know you put out 10 pieces of chametz and you only find now that you should look again.
That's right.
Yeah, but there are some rishonim that are about that. Since the whole bedikah is only derabanan anyway, we're not going to. If you didn't find it the first time, Tosfos Lashon is my yasim yatzichu liv to pam shnei. What are you going to gain? I'm saying, okay, Tosfos doesn't have faith in that. I don't know. No. The machlokes is if we're choishes that maybe the chametz. If you didn't find it, is that an indication that it got destroyed? But even if it's not an indication that it got destroyed, so what are you supposed to do?
Over
there by Tumah, that's because the Tumah is there. It's on a Chiyu Bedika, right? So you know the Tumah is there until you know you found the Tumah. Over here, you have a. The Chiyu is to go find it. So what are you supposed to do? How am I going to find it? Right? So the Teretz is, you'll do a bittul.
Like
if you're chayshid for it, you'll do a bittul, right? Because by tumah you have no other eitzah, right? Because tumah, you want this thing to be tar. It's not a chiyuv bedikah. It's a practical thing, right? If you want it to be tar, the only way you do it is ascertain that the tumah is gone. Over here, it's a chiyuv to do bedikah because that's what we're mechayiv to do. We're not going to be mechayiv to just sit there again and again until you find it. You have a different eitzah. You could be mevatel. Okay, so anyways, again, so you, it went into the house, you did a bedika, and you didn't find. So that's plucked to the remember of Rabbanan. Anything that had a cheskes tumah in it, let's say you had a pile of rubble, and in there was a tumah, and now you can't find the tumah. So la'ilam hu betumase, since you know it had a cheskes tumah, that status of tumah remains until you know what happened to the tumah, and you can't say when you checked for it and you didn't find it must be that the tumah was gone. Maybe a bird came, a raven came and took the tumah away. You can't say that. If you can't find it, you got to look again and again until you found it. Otherwise, it remains tumah. Chum say no. All you have to do is check until you get to a hard place, a rock, so it can't be any further down, or until you get virgin soil, which again, that means that soil was never touched before, so if that's the case, the tumah can't be further down. So if you didn't find it until now, must be it's gone. I don't find it, an animal took it, a bird took it. So the same thing over here. If you did a bedika once, according to the Chachamim, you don't have to be chayish. If you didn't find it, so you could assume that an animal took it away, and it's taken out here. According to the mayor, presumably, you should have to say that no, we have to be chayish that the chametz is here until you find it or until you know 100% that it was taken away from here. However, again, Rashi by us says that since bedikas chametz is only derabanan, just like in the previous case, he said that the chametz would agree to Rabbi Yosef. So over here as well, Rashi speaks out that Over here, even Rambam would agree that since it's Batikas Chametz only Rabbanan, that we could be Makel and rely on the fact that it's Taka gone.
So why would the Gemara say that it's telling this
much like? Right, so that's what I mentioned before. That's what I mentioned before. Taisus says that from the fact that the Gemara says pluk to the Meir Rabbanan, it sounds like we're saying that this Shas is actually literally Machlekes. Rashi will have to be Machik and say that this thing could be learned from the Machlekes of Lezer Rabbanan. It's not Mamish Tali in that Machlekes. We could learn it from one opinion of the Machlekes, and over here say that since it's Rabbanan, everybody agrees. Which, again, it's a Taisus. That's cool for why the Rishonim ask on it. Yeah.
But what rises to the level of by bedikas chametz?
So
how do you know that your bedika that you did, you didn't get to the
over there? You just, because over there we're talking about it's in a pile of rubble.
Right,
so that's an adequate bedika. Meaning until you collect the bottom, it's like you didn't check your whole house.
Right.
If you check your whole house, so that's like a.
Just checking. You don't say anything you missed it.
Right. I mean, over there, the vart is not that you. Right. The vart is not that you missed it. The vart is that.
It's not there.
The vart is it calls him on you didn't hit there, then you didn't check everywhere yet.
That's here by Tumah.
Right.
So, but by chametz, you're saying that just doing the bedika, that's going to be like getting
Doing an adequate bedika on the whole thing. That's enough.
So why
does he say that you're not machuyev?
You have to continue to find it to go look again.
I mean, why does he say that you have to look again? Like, why does he not say that you're not machuyev? I'm not sure. I didn't look it up. It says I'm not sure why what the cheshbon is. But you should look again. L'chatchila, he says. I think he holds it just l'chatchila. I mean, no. So but that's also he says l'chatchila. You should look again.
At some point,
you're gonna have to give up, right? It's gonna be Zman
Isser. Right. I mean, at some point, yeah.
Okay, next case.
But by Tumah, we never say that an animal came like 3 years later.
According to Rameh, you can't say that.
But why is that not a tzad in this?
Because it's a chazabah and it has a chazatoma, right? That's what the Rabbanan say when you didn't find it. So what happened to it? It didn't magically disappear. There it is. If you don't find it, you'll say an animal took it. That's good with Shana Rabbanan.
But
it's
Sabbath Tumah has Thursday.
Not once you checked and you can't find it. Meaning,
then we know.
Because then you have a right to assume it's gone. According to Rameh, that's not called being Mavar the Suffolk.
So Rameh wouldn't hold that case that we said by the Chulda, by the Bar, that it took the Nafo. Like, he wouldn't hold that. I mean,
there's Mamish. Meaning, because called Dabashob maybe in the Chanami. I didn't think about that, but maybe in the Chanami. Oh, Ubadach, next case. Let's say you went in. And you did a bedikah of Eshkach, and Yitaka found the piece. So now the question is, could you assume that this is the piece that came in, and therefore I took care of the problem? Or maybe this is a different piece that I found. And the piece that he took in is still there, so maybe I have to continue checking the rest of the house.
Wasn't the house the Cheskos Baduk?
The house is Baduk, right. The house is Baduk. But why should you have to think that there's another piece? I'm not sure. But the question is, could you assume that it's that piece or not? Or do you have to once the house got messed up, you have to check the whole house? I don't know. No, the first time it went in. That's what Rock is saying. I'm not sure why should you assume that.
Why should this case be different?
I don't know. why should you assume that there's another piece there? Once the house was checked before, I don't know. But the question is why. Could you assume it's that piece, or do you have to say that maybe it's a different piece and you have to continue checking? So says the Gemara, that's a plukta the Rebbe v'Reb Shimon Gamliel. That's a machlekes Rebbe v'Reb Shimon Gamliel. The Tanya, Sadash Nevud Ba Kever. If you have a field that you know that there was for sure a kever in the field, but you don't know exactly where the kever is, somewhere in this field. It's lost, it's forgotten where it is. So anybody who walks into the field, no matter where he walks, Tame is going to be considered Tame because maybe he's on the kever. Nimsa Bokerev, let's say they were digging in that field and they found a grave. So Haniklas Asaychatar. So then, anybody walks anywhere else in the field that's not on that grave could be assumed to be tar, because we'll say that this is the grave that was lost, and there's no reason to assume that there's any other tumah in that field. Shani Aimer Kaver Shal, the kaver that was lost to Kaver Shenimza, that's good for the kaver that was found over here. Dear Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, dear Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Aimer Tivah Dekal Asada Kula. No, it's not enough just to assume that this is that same kaver. You have to check the entire field to make sure that there's no other kaver there, because maybe there's a different kaver. So who had it over here? Presumably, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you would have to check the whole house. You can't just assume that this was the piece that was lost.
I think the hesper is going to have to be that it's not shot that you have a budak house that now has a kikar in it. You lost your.
Right, I was going to say that before. Right, you lose your cheskas budak. But it logically it's very hard to hear that. In din, yeah, that right.
You don't have a budak house with a kikar in it.
Right, you have a house that's not that lost. It's key. We have to look at it as if it's a house that's key or not been checked.
You lost your cheskas budak.
Yeah, but if you look at the last
price,
so why would it be
by Tumah? So
it's only
until
you find the
Tumah,
and then it's done.
Right,
and
no, but so over there, maybe you're saying the Chumrah. I mean, even after you check the whole thing, it's still Tumah. It doesn't necessarily mean to say that when you check it and find it, you could stop in the middle. The Lashon sounds like until you find the Tumah, but maybe he means to say that it means even if you check the whole thing, you still have to find the Tumah.
Over here, why is this not subject to the, in the beginning of this price, why is it not subject to the Tarab, if you don't know where the grave was, and you just walk through the field?
Why is it?
Subject to the Tarab.
But first of all, it's a sada. But second of all, this is a gzeir derabbanan that Chazal made. This is one of the basic processes that derabbanan work gzeir on. Hiniach tes matzah yud. Let's say you put down 9 pieces of chametz, and you ended up finding 10. So do we say that these are those 9, and then someone else just dropped off a 10th? Or if I know I put down 10 pieces of nine pieces of chametz, and this is 10 pieces of chametz, so this is someone else's chametz that he put down, and my 9 pieces are elsewhere, and I got to look for my 9. So that's put through the Rebbe Rabbanon. It's not the Tanya hiniach mone umotze mesayim. So let's say a person put down 100 zuz, a mone of meiser sheni money, and now there's 200 zuz there. So Rabbi says that we assume that this 200 over here is the 100 that you put down, plus another 100 that someone else put down. The money that someone else put down, you don't have to assume is Ma'aseh Sheni money. So you could say, so out of this pile of $200, 100 is Chulin and 100 is Ma'aseh Sheni. Chacham bar Makal Chulin. Chacham say no. If you put down 100 and here is 200, then this is a different pile of money. And that pile is totally chulin. Where's your Ma'aseh Sheni money? It's somewhere else. Let's say the opposite case. Hiniach yod u'matzah tesha.
Does it matter where you found these 9? Like, if you found these 9 exactly
It sounds like even if you found those 9 exactly where you found them, because someone could have moved it and put a different 10 down. Yeah.
You moved yours somewhere else.
Yeah. The pashtus is that we're talking about that you found it where you put it.
Right, which is very,
okay. Yeah. Hiniach yud u'matzah tesha. Let's say the opposite case. You put down 10, you found 9. So, hainu sefer, that's the safe of that brisa. The tanya, hiniach masayim u'matzah mona. If you put down $200 of meiser sheni money, and now all you found is 100, so we say, mona munach, mona mutal, Divrei Rebbe, that 100, meaning you put down originally 100, you took 200, sorry, you took 100 from there, but that's remaining 100 is the original 100 that you put down, so that second 100 is still Ma'aseh Sheni money. V'chomer v'makochulin, no, if you originally put down 200, and now you found 100 there, that means it must be that the original 200 was taken, maybe you took it one day and you forgot that you took it, and this is new money. If this is new money, so then it's probably chulin. So the same thing by us. According to Rebbe, when you put down 10 and you find 9, you probably took one of the 10, and the other 9 are the original 9 that were there. So if you have to check, you'll have to check for one more piece of chametz because you don't know where that last piece is. But once you find that one, you know you found everything, assuming that before that once you find one, we don't have to be chayshah for anything for anything more than that. Masha Enkin, if you hold like the chachamim that this is a new nine, so then you got to find all 10 pieces that were there originally. Hiniach bezavazu matzav bezavazacher. Let's say you put it down in one corner of the room, and you found what the same amount that you put down, but you found it in a different corner of the room. Is it the same chametz or is it different chametz? Plug to the Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Rabban. That's a machlekes Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Rabban. The Tanya kudim she'ava b'bayis. You lost a hammer and a hatchet in somewhere in your house, and so now you have to say abayis tamei. The house is assumed to be tamei. Why? Shani Aimer, because you have to be afraid. You have to suspect. Meaning, if you put a hatchet down somewhere and now it's not there, that means someone obviously moved it. Once someone moved it, you don't know who the person was who moved it. Possibly a tummy person walked into the house and moved it. Therefore, he made your house tummy. Because maybe you yourself lent the hatchet to someone else, and we're obviously talking about a person who's machben and taris. So when he would have moved his own hatchet, he wasn't being metame his house. So Hishila Lacha Rashakli, either he lent it to someone else and he forgot. It's not Lav Dafka, anybody else walked into his house. So maybe he himself decided to move it. Vishakach, and he forgot that he decided to move it. So the same thing by us. According to the Tanakama, if it's in another corner, you didn't do that, so maybe it's different comments. Masha Ein Kein, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you'll say that maybe he knows he put down 9 pieces in one corner, now it's in another corner, maybe he forgot that afterwards he decided to move it, and therefore there's nothing to be afraid of, it's the same chametz that he put down. So the Moses asked Pasha Pshat in the Brice of Zavis Mandach HaShmei, who is, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel starts talking about Hiniach Zavis Acheres, who talked anything about corners? We're talking about the hatchet got lost. We never said that it was just found in a different place. So when it says Chasuri Mechzer Vachitani, Kodim Sha'avi Bebayis, if you lost a hatchet or a hammer somewhere in your house, Abayis Tame, Shani Amar Adam Tame Nicholas Hashem Vadafi, because maybe a Tame person walked in to retrieve, to pick up that hatchet. Or similarly, if you left it in one corner, now you found it in a different corner. Again, habayis tamei. You have to assume that the bayis is tamei. Shani ever adam tamei nicholas a different person who was tamei walked in there. Even not and he was the person who moved it from corner to corner.
I understand where you would be chayshus if somebody breaks into your house and steals something. To be chayshus if somebody breaks into your house and moves something from one corner to another. That's a real
chashash. So I don't know necessarily if we're being chayshed that there's a gan. According to Tanaka, we're being chayshed that necessarily is a gan. Maybe someone else was in your house with permission, and while he was there, he ended up moving something from. I don't know if it's necessary. This guy's
like
a gan.
That probably would only be if you knew that somebody was in your house then.
Right.
We're talking about all of a sudden I find that, you know, I always keep my hammer or my axe in one corner, I find another.
Yeah, but Manashach, he forgot something. Either he forgot that someone came to the house or he forgot that he moved it, right? Manashach, something's right. Being forgotten over here.
Right, but I'm saying this is a very far-fetched, you know,
Yeah, Shimon Gamliel, Aimer Habayis Tar. You could assume that the house is still Tar. Shani Aimer, because I could say Hishila Lacher V'Shakach. You lent it to somebody else, and you forgot that you lent it to someone else, and no one walked into your house then to mimitam your house. So in the second case, you found it in a different corner. You don't have to assume someone else did it. Maybe you yourself did it. You don't remember V'Shakach. Teretz says you forgot. Amar Rava, Achpa Nichnas V'Kikar B'Fif. You watch a mouse walk into the house with a piece of bread. V'nichnas achrov, you walk inside, you follow the mouse in. U'matza perurim, and you find a bunch of crumbs. Tzorach v'dika, so that's not sufficient to say that this pile of crumbs is the chametz that he brought in, and therefore you have to check the rest of the house. V'mneisha ein darkash l'achbar v'farah, because it's not the derech of an achbar to sit and crumble things. So these crumbs cannot be attributed to the achbar. The Amar Rava, however, Rava says, Tinik nichnas v'kikar biyadai. If let's say a child walks in with some bread in his hands, v'nichnas achrav, and you follow the child in a matzah perura, and all of a sudden you see a pile of crumbs on the floor, and I guess obviously we're talking about there's enough crumbs that it's the size of the piece of chametz that was taken in. So ain't tzarach b'dika, you don't have to check for anything else. You could assume that these crumbs were that piece of chametz that he brought in. Mimnei shadaka shaltin klafar. What?
How do you know he got all the crumbs? These kids are fast. The crumbs could be all over the place.
That's what I said. It has to be that there's enough crumbs there that it looks like the size of the piece.
Okay, so the other crumbs would be less than
the right. Yes, right. Tyson speaks this out. That we're talking about that there's enough crumbs there that it's the size of the.
So by the Akbar, again, we have a bias buttock. So what happened? I mean, we're talking about we already checked it, right?
Right, but the question is, you have to. Now he brought in chametz afterwards. This is not the
chametz. Brought in the chametz.
You saw an Akbar walk in with chametz. Mm-hmm. Now you see crumbs here. If these crumbs didn't come from the Akbar, so. That's a kasha ma'isa how they got here, but lamaisa the Akbar put some more chametz into the house, so you still have to check for it.
Because that cannot be.
It's right. You can't assume that it came from the Akbar because it's not the derech to do that, right?
Yeah, Akbar will not.
Right, it's a strong enough assumption to take off the chesed badek and say that you can't assume that this is that that he brought in. Mashenka by a kid, you could assume that it's from the kid. Mineshadaka shot in the fire. That's what kids do. They crumb things up.
This go again. That if you can't find it, you better.
No, see, so over here, we didn't say that you checked the rest of the house. This is like similar to the previous shot. The question is that when you find this, could you stop here, or are you mechuyev to check your whole house? Maybe an echanami if you check the rest of the house and you didn't find it. So there's nothing more to do than just assume that this is it. Be mavato.
Right. What do you have to keep on checking?
If you hold it, you have to keep on checking, right?
Then you would, right? Yeah. You still cannot be titled this on the
maybe an Echam, yeah. Boy, Rava. Achpo nichnas v'kikar v'piv. A mouse walked in, and it has a kikar in its mouth. And then a little bit while later, you see another mouse walk. You don't know if it's another mouse, but you see a mouse walk out v'kikar v'piv carrying a kikar. So mi arminin hainu haida ayol hainu haida nafik. That's the same mouse that you just saw walking to going in 2 minutes ago. This is the same mouse going out. So you know whatever happened, it was taken care of. So you don't have to worry anymore. Or maybe not. Maybe it was two different mice. All mice look the same. So maybe mouse A went in and mouse B came out. And if that's the case, you still have to look for the chametz that mouse A brought in. That you could assume it's the same one. What happens if Achbar Lava Nichnas the Kikar B'Piv? You saw a white mouse, a lighter mouse, walk in, and he's carrying a kikar. But Achbar Shachar Yotze, and then afterwards you see a dark mouse, a black mouse, walk out the Kikar B'Piv. Mahu. So what's our lach over here? Hai Vadi Achrinu, the mouse is definitely a different mouse. So mistama, it's a different piece of bread, and you still have to look for the first bread. Aydoma, or maybe not. Maybe we could assume that this was a family feud. when the white mouse walked in, the black mouse saw that he had a piece of bread and grabbed it away from him, and it's the same piece of bread coming out. It's not the same mouse, but it's the same piece of bread coming out.
Can I not show this to Black Lives Matter?
Intim Zalemar, Achaborim. What happened, if you're going to say that, no, when it's a mouse versus a mouse, you don't have normally that one mouse grabs it away from the other mouse, and therefore if it's a different color mouse carrying it, obviously it's a different piece of bread, and you would still have to check for the first one. What happens if it's an Achbar Nichlas V'Kikar B'Piv, an Achbar walked in with a kikar in its mouth, V'Chuldu Yotze V'Kikar B'Piv, and then you see a weasel walking out with a kikar in its mouth? Mahu. So what's the halacha then? A mouse might not be able to start up with another mouse, but a weasel for sure will start up with a mouse. So over here for sure you have a right to say that the chulda grabbed it from the mouse and it's the same piece of bread. Or maybe not. Maybe here as well it's a different piece of bread. Why? Because if the weasel took it from the mouse, it wouldn't just grab the bread. It would have grabbed the mouse with the bread, and you would have seen the mouse in the mouth of the chulda as well. From the fact that you don't see the mouse in the mouth of the chulda, maybe it's a different piece of bread. The imtim salaimer, and if you're going to say im isnim me'achbar shakalte, that we taka say like this second side, that if it's true that the weasel grabbed that piece of bread from the mouse and it's the same piece of bread, then you would have found the mouse in the mouth of the chulda. So what happens? Achbar nichnas, a mouse went in, the kikar b'piv, and it's carrying a kikar in its mouth. V'chulda yotzei, and then a drop later, you see a chulda coming out. The kikur v'akra b'pi chulda, and there's a mouse in its mouth and a kikur in its mouth. Now, what's halach over here? Do we say hacha vaday iuhu? So now, for sure, it's the same thing. There's a mouse in its mouth and there's a kikur in its mouth. So it saw a mouse walking with a kikur and it grabbed it. If it would be the same one, kikur b'fi achra mishtakach. So then, it wouldn't be that the mouse and the kikar are both individually in its mouth. It would have grabbed the mouse, so what we would have is that in the mouth of the weasel is the mouse, and in the mouth of the mouse is the bread. Mm-hmm. So the fact that they're both separately in the chulda's mouth, maybe it's not the same one. Or maybe not. Maybe you could say it's the same one. Mishum b'yisusa who'd nafal, because when it got grabbed, so the mouse obviously got a little bit scared, and that caused it to drop the bread, and therefore the bread was separately in the mouth of the chulda, even though it's the same bread as before. V'shakalte, so take go.
So this is the makor for Chagadiyah. This is where it all comes from. This guy definitely, it may be a take with a shayla, but he definitely needs an exterminator.
Yes, yeah. Bayrav kikar b'shmei kaidra. If let's say you have a kikar all the way up in the ceiling, tzarech sulam ma'ida in tzarech. Do you have to go and be matriyah to find the sulam to get it down or not? Mi amrinon? Do we say kuli hai lo yachachu rabbanon, that so much to get a ladder and get it down that the rabbanon were not matriyah? Kiv doli nafachas minashay, because it doesn't go down on itself. You're not going to come to eat it. Meaning, like we said all the way in the beginning of the Sechta, mitzah bayiro bayimatzah bebitol ba'almasagila. The only reason why we really require you to make a bedika is because we're afraid shama yavaliachloi. Over here, the kikar is up in the ceiling. You can't reach it. You're not going to come to eat that bread. So maybe even though you know vada is a piece of bread there, the chazal were not matriach you to go and get rid of it. Or maybe not. Once they were misakin to get rid of all your chametz, so as long as you have known chametz in the house, even if it's in an area that's not conveniently accessible, maybe afa pike, no idoma, zimun denaf of us the mechri, a saif called saif. It could fall maybe over Pesach or something like that, and it could come to a situation, as of now, Enechanami, it's not Shema Yav L'Achle, but it could somehow come to a situation of Shema Yav L'Achle, there's no comments there, so maybe that's sufficient that you have to, your Mechuyah, to be Melar.
Is this Gemara one of Tezus Kashas and
Rashi? Yeah, Tezus brings this Gemara, yes. Ve'imtim Salomar, and if you're going to say in this case where it's in the ceiling, zimnin denaf of us the mechle, that over here we're talking chayshe, that maybe it will fall down and then it would be a run into a situation of shama yavel achloi, and therefore you have to get rid of it. What about the opposite case? Kikar bebar, it's all the way down inside a pit. Tzarech sulam lahalois, and do you need to get a ladder to go take it out of the pit? Or that you don't have to be matriach, because hachavadai. It can't come up on his own. I mean, since Isaac Newton invented gravity, so things could fall down. Things don't just jump up. So in the first case, maybe in a chanami, you have to be chayshu that even though now it's in the ceiling, it can come down. But when it's in the pit, if it's not convenient to climb into the pit, so maybe you don't have to get a ladder, because you're not chayshu that the chametz is just going to automatically come up. Or maybe not. Zimin to nachas lemevitzachei. Maybe we have to be chayshu. You're right; it's not coming up on its own. But maybe somehow in the middle of yomtiv, whatever he has the pit there for, it's there for a reason, right? So maybe somehow during yomtiv he's going to have a need to go into the pit, and once he's going to have that need to go into the pit, he's going to be there together with the chametz also the mechle. So it could again come to a situation of shemi yavid la'ichle, and maybe that in itself is already mechayim right now to before Pesach to get rid of that chametz.
What do we do with the gemara that we had on Hayam and Beis? That it was mamish. We had a drasha. That bar was one of the places you cannot keep it.
Right, so maybe that's not. First of all, that's all on the derisas. That's talking about if you're not being, if you're not being mevatelit. Meaning that the pasuk talking about what type of chametz you're over. That means you obviously weren't mevatel the chametz. So if it's in a bar and you were not mevatelit, you're over. Over here we're talking about the chiyuv d'rabbanan. You are being mevatelit. The question is, do you, in addition to the bittel, do you also have to do a beer because of shema yavad le'ayichle? So that, if it's inconvenient, possibly there's no chiv. Mm-hmm.
So So midaraisa is just a bittul and you're done. You don't
have to right. Pesach. Correct. And that, right. That's what we said done. A bunch of times already. Right. Midaraisa is a bittul ba'amasanya though. So imtim tzalomer zimnin denachis, that maybe some over here when it's in the pit, we're choshed that sometimes you might have a reason to go into the pit whilst in the meichle, and you might come to eat the chametz, and therefore you have to get rid of the chametz that's in the pit. What happens if you have a kikar b'fi nachash? You have a kikar and it's in the mouth of a snake. So a chavad lahaitzi, do you have to hire a snake charmer to be able to get the chametz out of the snake's mouth so you can get rid of it? Or that much you don't have to do. Begufay at shachur rabbanim, mean to say the chazal, maybe we're matriach you physically to do bedikas chametz, and therefore you might have to climb down to get rid of chametz. But over here where you can't do anything physically, you're going to have to hire a professional snake charmer to get rid of it. Maybe that far they weren't mechayev you. No, maybe not. Maybe even if it costs you money, you're mechayev to do it. Now Rashi doesn't like that this last Shilas and Imtim Saloima, because there's no shaykhs to the previous two shaylas about being much, if we're choshed of Shema Yavala Akhli because it's going to go up or down. So Rashi says that this last shayla, he wants to take out the gears of Imtim Saloima and say that it's an independent freestanding shayla. If you know that there's chametz by a snake, if you're mechuyiv to spend money to get rid of it, or you're not mechuyiv to spend money to get rid of it, and on these shayas, the Gemara says, teku.
What's our problem? What's our fear? That the snake is going to drop it?
Eventually, he may drop it, yeah.
And then you're going to come to eat it?
Yes.
So it really is the same shayla as what
it's similar, right? I know that you could say not like Rashi, but Rashi says it's not exactly the same, because one's climbing and this is a whole different type of... Yeah. Next mission. Rabbi Da'imer, we had this quoted already before. Rabbi Da'imer, Baitkin Ar Yudalid, the Ikir Chia Vadika is Pesach night. Not Pesach night, the night of the 14th. Ubi Yudal Shachris, and then also Yudalid in the morning. Ubi Shasabir, and at the time that you go to be Mavar Chamach, which would be the sixth hour of the day. If you didn't do Bidika the night of the 14th like you were supposed to, then you do it Yudalid in the morning. And we're going to see in the Gemara that that's Pshat Rebuda as well. Rebuda is not Pshat that he's saying that you have to do three separate Bidikas. I mean, he's saying if you're supposed to do it at night. If you didn't do it at night, do it in the morning. If you didn't do it in the morning of the 14th, you do it during the time of the beer, which is the sixth hour. If you didn't do it then during the time of the beer, so you should do it even afterwards. And we're going to see in the Gemara, that's where Machlekes the Chacham and Rebuda is. Rebuda says that the last time to do a Bedika is only during the Shas HaBir. Afterwards, we don't want you to do a Bedika, like we'll see why in the Gemara. The Chacham say, no, even afterwards you're Machlekes to do a Bedika. Nu Alacho, Masha Mashiach, after the Bedika, that which you're going to leave over for the next morning, make sure you put it in a safe place, because if you're not going to put it in a safe place, like we discussed before, you could run into a problem and force yourself into making another bedika. My time to review that you do these three bedikas, the three smanim of a bedika. So, as of now, the Gemara is assuming that it means there's a chiyuv to make a bedika three times. So where did that come from? The three times that it mentions getting rid of chametz in the Torah. It says la'yiralacha chametz la'yiralacha sa'ar shivas yamim. That's one pasuk. Then the second pasuk is shivas yamim soil matzah b'vateichim. That's the pasuk of ba'yirah. The second one is the pasuk of ba'yimatzah. And the third pasuk is achbi yamarish and tashbisu yamim b'vateichim. So you have three psukim gab getting rid of chametz, ba'yirah, ba'yimatzah, and tashbisu. So can I get that? There's three times to be ba'idik. Masav Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah Omer Kol Shalei Nivdak B'Shloisha Prakam Alalu. If you didn't check in these three times, Shuv Ein Abaydik, you don't do any more bedikas. Alman Bikava Eilach Utapligi. The Machlekes is not, do you have to make three bedikas or you can get away with less? He's saying that don't do more than the three. That was the Shaila, like we explained in the Mishnah. So obviously, this is not his reason. Rabbi Yudah wasn't coming to Bilchaz, you need three bedikas. He was coming to Bilchaz, don't check afterwards. Mazutu Masni Hachi, a little bit different, but at the same point. Masav Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Kol Shalei Badak Ve'Echa Mishleisha Prakam Alalu. So over here it says Beferish, you didn't check one of these three times. It's not Pshat that you have to check all three. It has to be one of these three times. And if you didn't check one of these three times, Shuvei Nebaidik. Alma Shuvei Nebaidik, who depleted the Machlekes is, if you check further or not, not if you have to check all three times. Rav Yehuda nami even loy badak kamer. Rav Yehuda wasn't mechayev you to make three bedikas. All he meant to say is if you didn't check the first time, then check the second time. If you didn't check the second time, check the third time. V'raka b'haka miflegi, and this is the machloikis. If you didn't check the third time, if there's a fourth time to check, or then bedafka after the third time, we don't want you to check. What's the shayla? My